5 Steps to a Sculpted Tummy. Hey everybody, I'm Brian, Applied Fitness, where our mission is to motivate, educate, and empower you to become the best version of yourself. Today I want to give you 5 quick steps to a sculpted tummy, and these 5 tips will help you along your fitness, fat loss, and wellness journey. And they are easy to do, but oftentimes we forget them and we neglect them. But here are the 5 basics that if you implement these, you will see success and it'll help you along the way. So let me break down the 5 for you. All right. Number 1 is, this is a simple one, but it is so easy to neglect, is stay hydrated. I don't know if you know this, but drinking water throughout the day actually helps you lose weight. It actually helps eliminate the bloat. Now, I know that's counterintuitive, and you think, well, if I'm bloated and I want to lose that pudginess, shouldn't I not drink water? It doesn't work that way. The body, in its infinite wisdom, is much more sophisticated than we think. And actually, by drinking lots of water, you flush out your system, you flush out the fat, you flush out the pudginess, you flush all that out, and it helps you to actually look thinner and leaner and have that more defined look. So that's number 1. Number 2 is cut your carbs. Eliminate bread from the diet, as well as carb-filled food. And we all know that what the carbohydrates are. They're the easy, the breads, the pastas, the rice. Those are easy, but also cut out the carbohydrates that you may not necessarily be cognizant of. And that sometimes is like pretzels and some of the other foods that we eat that we think are okay and all this isn't a big deal, but they do add up. Those carbohydrates are sneaky, so be careful. All right, number 3 is exercise your abs. You want to perform the right amount of exercises for the stomach. Now, we can't spot reduce, so we want to make sure you're not just doing 1,000 crunches every day. I mean, diet is super, super important, but you want to work the tummy area. You want to make sure that you're doing the exercises so that you're working your upper tummy, lower tummy, the side, that you're working it from all angles, and then you're adding variety. You know, you don't want to do the same exercises each and every day or every other day. You want to try and do different exercises from different angles, different modalities, different ways to keep it fresh, to keep it fun, to keep it challenging, and most importantly, keep it effective. All right, number 4 is no more sugar. Eating sweets is the easiest way to gain fat, so avoid sugar at all costs and avoid those hidden sugars too. It's easy to think, oh, cakes, cookies, ice cream, all that's low-hanging fruit. We know all that. But how about the hidden sugars that are in condiments, that are in that morning cup of coffee that you have that's loaded with, you know, what sugar and cream, all that stuff. So avoid the sugars, avoid the hidden sugars, avoid them, and that will take you and help you considerably. And last is make exercise count. And what that means is, you know, of course, as I mentioned, when we do the tummy exercises, but we also want to make exercise in general count, meaning that you want to train your whole body. And again, that's counterintuitive. You might think, well, I just want a tone, trim, and tight tummy. I'm just going to do tummy exercises. That's one way, but you know, the faster way to see success is to do some of those exercises, but to work the whole body so that you're going to get that leaner tone look throughout your whole body, but you're going to burn more calories. Think of it like this. Think of it as a fire. You know, when you're just doing tummy exercises and working your core, you're just burning a fewer calories. You're only working a certain part of the body. You're working fewer calories than, say, if you did like walking lunges and you did like push-ups and other exercises that work bigger muscle groups. You're toning those bigger muscle groups and you're also burning more calories. So keep that in mind when you're doing your exercise. Make the exercise count. All right. Brian with Applied Fitness, 5 steps to a sculpted tummy. Hope that helps. Be great.